An international relations expert, Dr. Vladimir Infidansu, says modern Africa lacks visionary leadership skills that can offer its people quality access to life. As he puts it, leaders on the continent, including Ghana, seem to be losing the path to turning the fortunes of their people, a mission great nationalists like Dr. Nkrumah pursued. They must therefore stay focused in their policy directions for quality results. Dr. Infidansu was speaking to Radio Ghana's Rosemary Gezi on the relevance of Dr. Nkrumah's foreign policy to present-day Ghana.
No government, up to Kufuor, Rawlings, and now Atamiris, has ever changed the main pillars of Ghana's foreign policy. It's because Nkrumah made the correct choice. There are only nuances of it, some kind of cosmetic changes here and there. But we are still multilateralist, we are still non-aligned, we are still playing the multilateralist approach to international politics. After some 40, 50 years after he had died, this shows Nkrumah never dies. Where are we? What do we need in order to move forward? Nkrumah had the answers. Our leadership today don't know where they are. They just want to cling on to power. The whole of Africa, this is what is happening. We are losing the path, not lost yet. There is always a way to come out of the woods. And I believe that leadership is very much lacking in Africa. I've written several articles on that. And I'm worried about African leadership. If you understand leadership, there is what is called trade leaders and managers. African leaders are managing. They are not leading. Trade leaders are those who take risk and change. Managers are those who manage the status quo and minimize risks.
What do you think is the causating factor?
The causating factor is that the leadership themselves are not leaders. And that what they do is to make sure that they please the gullible masses. Promise them that with me, you are okay. But they come and they are okay first. And then they tell the masses, see, my opponent is the one who is causing me not to do it. The whole of Africa, from Ghana to Kenya, to everywhere. I'm not afraid to say this. You think Obama has no problem? He has big problems. He's not blaming the opposition. He meets the opposition.
But going back, don't you think Nkrumah was sort of a tyrant, calling for one-party state?
One-party state does not mean tyranny. In several of those countries that today vouch for whatever it is, they have been so-called tyrants before. At a point in time, Nkrumah would have changed by now. If there was need to change, would have changed. The tyranny people called about came in when the PDA and others came in. But if you are throwing bombs, what else do we do? What do you make of that? When you have your so-called democracy and we are topping each other's head, when everybody wants to know what the president eats, what he says, what he drinks. I don't equate tyranny to one-partyism. The Queen has been there for how many years? Has anybody challenged? Oh, so why is it that when Obasanjo wants to go a third term, we say that is not whatever. But it is because of the democratic kind of constitutional arrangements we have made for ourselves.
So what do you recommend to the leadership of Africa?
The leadership of Africa must sit up. They must be scientific in their thinking. All of Africa, very few are unifying. In our own country, don't you see tribalism rallying his head? Africa will continue to be the hewer of woods and drawer of water if they don't really mobilize their people, making the people parties that everybody has a role to play, not propaganda.
Dr. Vladimir Infidansu of Legon Center for International Affairs and Diplomacy, talking to Rosemary Gezi.